The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It was another tough 1-point loss on the weekend. I feel like overall there's so much good stuff to come out of it. We were able to go one set further from last week and get into that overtime, and now as a group we've played and we've experienced that, and so it's exciting to see what we can produce out there going forward for the rest of the season. It was devastating to see Tazi go down. She's been such a strong part of this group and part of the leadership group, part of the defence end, so we all rallied together and really wrapped our arms around her this week, and will do going forward. I think it's such an exciting opportunity for Charlotte now to step into that role and really show the league what she's got. She's such an incredible young defender and has been training really well, so it'll be exciting to see her out there on the weekend. Charlotte definitely brings height into the defensive end. I feel like she allows us to create some versatility there as well. We have a really dynamic defensive end as a unit, and I think that's really worked well for us in the last couple of weeks, so we'll continue doing that moving forward, but also using her height and using her limbs to the best that we can. Thunderbirds have been a really dominant force the first three rounds of the league, and so we've really been focusing on trying to shut down that attack end and really focusing on us as individual players against them as individual players, and how we can use our strengths to stop some of theirs. We've been focusing on trying to get around the body, off the body, practicing on our jumps to try and compete in the air against some of those tall shooters. They all have different holds on them, so there's lots of different ways that we've been practicing trying to get around and get up for those balls.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sports and we're on the podcasts rail.